is back. Second week of the season. It is our Pigskin Prophets. Jim Measel is back to chat about high school football. Last week, not a bad week for you, right?
3-1. Only missed on the Union City game against Parchment, but that's all right. It was a nice comeback victory for the Chargers. 16-14. It was a good one. So a great start for all the Branch County High School football teams. All four teams won their opening night games. And everybody's on the road for week two, so fire up those school buses.
All right. So Jim every week is going to be picking high school games, and mostly right, as we saw from last week. But he brings a wealth of knowledge of high school football, from covering it from the UP to Ohio to everywhere else in the world. And how many hot dogs have you consumed at the press boxes?
Last week, just one. I was kind of disappointed. The game I was at, they ran out of pizza.
They do have a concession stand. You can actually go buy it if you want it.
Right. I did buy.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And they still ran out. Okay. All right. So let's get to them.
All right. Week number two, we got Coldwater at Gull Lake, Cardinals and Blue Devils. Cardinals kept the silver football for another year last week with a 44-6 triumph at home over Sturgis. The Blue Devils lost to Marshall 42-14. First road game of the year for the Cardinals, but I don't think the long bus trip will affect them if they can avoid the mental mistakes and a letdown after their big win over Sturgis. The Cardinals should go to 2-0. The Pigskin Prophet says Coldwater 34, Gull Lake 14.
Right. Those two haven't played in like 12 years.
Yeah, it's...
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's kind of... So a lot of schedule shuffling this year, it looks like. Quincy plays at Sand Creek. The Orioles defeated an undermanned East Jackson team last week, 64-6. Still a very impressive showing for the Orioles. Pigskin Prophet was there in person and was very impressed with that Quincy victory. And more importantly, the Orioles did not commit any penalties on opening night, and that's a rarity. Sand Creek lost a real tough game at Vandercook Lake last week, 21-14. It's the Aggies' home opener. Sand Creek is a decent team. They won at Quincy last year, 42-14 during their 4-6 campaign, but it's a different season. And this, I think, is going to be a nail biter. But I think Quincy pulls it out. Orioles 21, Sand Creek 20.
All right, there we have it.
You know, the Orioles season last year, 9 games, they scored 77 points year.
It was a tough one, but this is a much better Quincy team this time around.
And put up 69 last week.
Yeah. So, yeah, isn't that something? They almost matched their season total in one night. Bronson travels to Decatur. The Vikings overcame a slow start in their 31-16 home win over Prairie Heights last Friday. And the Raiders lost at Lawton 24-6. Decatur's coming off an 11-2 campaign. They got all the way to the Division 8 semifinals last year. And they're going to be smarting after losing to Lawton for a fifth straight time. This is going to be a tough game for Bronson. I think they'll give Decatur a good game. But the Pigskin Prophet, he's going to have to use his head over his heart here. Decatur 41, Bronson 28. Prove me wrong, Vikings. Union City travels to Vermontville, Maple Valley. After their thrilling 16-14 opening night win at Parchment, the Chargers defeated the Lions last year 48-0 at Alumni Field. Maple Valley has a new coach. After going 2-7 last year, they dropped their opening game last week to Saranac 34-6. They're opening up their season against three teams that made the playoffs last year: Saranac, Union City, and Reading. Chargers should go to 2-0. Pigskin Prophet says Union City 41, Maple Valley 7.
All right, there we go. You got any other picks?
Yes, college football. I was not impressed at all with either Michigan or Michigan State last weekend. They won their home games, but their opposition was not good. Michigan plays at Oklahoma on Saturday night. I see the Sooners winning 31-20.
You just went Boomer Sooner.
That's right. Remember when the Booner Sooner Schooner got cost him 15 yards?
Was that at the Orange Bowl?
That was at the Orange Bowl. Yeah, and Barry Switzer told him, don't come on the field no more. That's an interesting story. YouTube it, kids. Michigan State will lose to Boston College 27-17.
Wow.
And finally, the NFL gets going this weekend. Lions open up on the not-yet-frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. And, you know, if you want to put a couple of dollars down in this game, play the over. It's going to be a shootout. Green Bay wins 41-31.
Wow. So says the Pigskin Prophet here this morning. We'll see how it works out at the end of the weekend for the numbers. Thank you, Jimmy. Pigskin Prophet, Jim Measle with us.
Remember the name, remember the call. Pigskin Prophet, he's the best of them all.